Melissa Clark is still with me here in the studio. Mel, tension's been focused on the lower house and who forms government, but what kind of Senate will Scott Morrison face?
Well, the Liberals have picked up extra seats in the Senate at the expense of smaller right-wing parties, so that certainly helps them. But there are some exceptions there, Queensland and Tasmania. In Queensland, it looks like One Nation's Malcolm Roberts will get in, but not Clive Palmer. In Tasmania, there are two seats still to be determined, but will most likely go to the Greens' Nick McKim and Jackie Lambie returning to the federal parliament. Look, we've also had the Coalition pick up the final and sixth seats in Victoria and New South Wales, which means no Jim Molan, no Brian Burston and no Darren Hinch in the Senate. But the big picture here is the Liberals probably have 33 or 34 seats in the Senate. They need 39 for a majority. So they need five or six from the six non-Greens crossbenchers to pass legislation without opposition help. And that means two from Centre Alliance, two from Pauline Hanson's One Nation, Corey Bernardi and Jackie Lambie will be the ones with the power in this Senate.
The results are disastrous for Labor. We should point out that we invited a federal Labor MP to be on the program today and none was available. What happens now with Mr. Shorten stepping down?
Well, there'll be a lot of wound licking to start off with and a lot of soul searching. There will be internal reviews to figure out why it all went wrong against their expectations. But most immediately, there will be a battle to select a new leader and they will have to reconsider Labor's entire approach to seeking electoral victory.
Mel Clark, thank you very much for that.